Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. I'm curious, what does your timeline look like? That is what we're going to be discussing today in this podcast episode. But first, I feel like I need to define what timelines are. Even for myself, I remember when this word was like coming into the, you know, zeitgeist, I was like, what are they saying? Because it's just so funny, like energetically, right? Like I've always been seeing timelines. I understand, you know, that's what I do in the readings. But when the word timeline came forward, it was such a confusing way of saying it. So for a long time, I had to like listen to all these people on podcasts and be like, what are they trying to say, right? Because it's always like the energy behind the word, especially when like new words are coming into our space. So finally I was like, oh, like this is, they're making something very simple, very complicated. So I want to talk a little bit about what timelines are and why I am looking at it right now and why I want to have this conversation with you. So first and foremost, a timeline is the path that you're on. And usually you understand that that path is leading you to something, right? Like you're like, this is what I'm, you know, envisioning, or like, this is what I'm hoping will come into my life. Or even just like that feeling of like, everything will be better when this certain thing in my life is all set up. Like that, you know, the idea is that you are wanting that so much that you've put yourself on a path that is bringing you there. Timeline is when we're talking about the path and the speed in which it takes for us to arrive to that next butterfly stage, right? Because we're constantly like dying and being reborn again or whatever. But in this case, it's like, okay, like I am not the caterpillar. I am not the butterfly. We've talked about that a lot. What we call the destination, or like what we think is a destination, is just really when that new identity of the butterfly is fully embodied and I am now living this new life that coincides with a butterfly. I'm no longer living the life of a caterpillar. So many of us, and many of you come to my work for that, right? Like you're like thinking about the butterfly and what the butterfly has and like the life that butterfly has. And like, that's what you want. That's what you're working towards. And you have placed yourself on a path towards that. But the butterfly could come 6 months from now and it can come 6 years from now. And like, that's where people get scared. And that's where things get, you know, that's where we start to freak out because and also when it gets exhausting, right? Because like my greatest fear is to like live my whole life trying to get to the butterfly, right? I've had enough butterfly moments that I know the drill. And obviously like from reading so many other people, I understand it. But I think a lot of people that you probably know, and maybe parents or older people that you know, that you're like, oh my God, like this person never became, you know, they never became who they were truly meant to be. And they're kind of stuck in this forever either caterpillar stage or even just like that cocoon stage, you know? And that is like what we are hopefully trying to avoid. And that is, I think, why so many of us listen to these podcasts. And now we are feeling into the next timeline. But as I do the work that I'm doing through readings, through seeing you guys in Clarity app and in Made for More, I'm understanding that there is like this angst around like whether I'm ever going to really get there and how long it's going to take, because this transformation seems to be much more painful than your former transformations, or it may even be your first transformation that you're like aware of. But it seems like it's hurting. So you're just like not sure how long you can stay in the pain. And that pain I always see, like it's that butterfly like trying to bust out of the chrysalis, but it's just like not time to come out, you know? But it is like painful to stretch that way. It's like painful to bust out that way. And I think for the most part, like we can handle pain if we know that there is an end in sight, if there is like a light at the end of the tunnel. So I wanted to look at your timeline and give you some information on like when things are going to happen. But I need to preface that by telling you that this is where we get into like their nerdiness of like seeing the future, which Soul Reading Method students, you know all about this because we talk about reading the future and reading future paths. But we always like think sometimes that things are meant to happen at a certain time. And I would say that there are windows of opportunities, but if we don't take those windows of opportunity, like if there is like something that could happen to you in 2026 or 2027, let's say, like there's a window of opportunity, but like you still have to catch that wave to take advantage of that window of opportunity. If any of you know astrology and you've had an astrology reading, maybe a reader has like shown you like, oh, like this is very available to you during these months. The months go by and you're like, shit, nothing happened. And it's like, well, there might have been a little bit of like missing that energy and being like fully available for it. And it doesn't mean that like this thing's not going to happen. It just means like we're going to keep working towards, but there are some times where it's easier for it to happen than others. Future is all about probabilities, and it's all about how much a person is committed to the path that they are actually on. So it's like, if I am envisioning what, you know, this is like this life that I want or whatever, like how dedicated and committed and devoted am I to that vision? And I think that that is like synonymous with like, how much do I believe in this thing that I'm working towards? That is what makes us be on the path more. And when a person is on that path more, the probability is like much easier to see. It's like, oh, okay, like this is like, yeah, 95% chance gonna happen. And like, this is how it's gonna plan out. A lot of times we are unsure, we don't have like strong enough belief, like we don't really know what we want. So then what happens is you'll read a person and there's like three paths in front of them or four paths in front of them. And there are some that are more probable than others because they have more belief in those paths. But like, sometimes the paths that are more probable are not necessarily the ones that like our soul really wants or the ones that we really want. That's why we have to like really dig into like our desires. And if we believe that anything could happen, and if we weren't afraid, like what would we really choose? Like we really want to choose from there and then develop the belief to be devoted and committed to that path. And then we're locked into the path. So once we're locked into that path, awesome. Like it's meant to happen to us. It's going to happen for us. But what is that timing? And that is really when we start to talk about timelines. And when you hear people like shifting timelines or like collapsing time, that is a thing as well. Like something can take 6 years or something can also take 6 months. Obviously, a lot of times we think we want things to happen faster than they should or that they are happening. And I really do believe that, and I've seen that happen a million times, like people that like leap and quantum leap and collapse time and move very quickly. The problem with that is that sometimes like our root system is not ready to hold that shift. And we've kind of like made the energetic shift, but we don't really have the capacity to hold it. So think about like a childhood star, right? Like a star that is like very young and, you know, doesn't know who they are, doesn't have a sense of self, or grows up in a really weird environment, but has a lot of fame at a really young age, you know, the Britney Spears of the world, right? And then they collapse because they can't handle it. So that can sometimes happen with timelines, like when we're trying to mess with the timeline and trying to make it go faster, like that can happen. So I would say that often there's a lot of protection around you that even if like you're trying to make it happen faster, you may not be able to do so because it may not be in your highest and greatest good and it may not be good for you. So then you kind of try to lock into a little bit more of a natural pace. And that, of course, is like always the best one, even though you can still play with making things go faster. What we don't want are paths that go really slow. And those are, I read them all the time and I do my best to explain how we can speed up that timeline. But sometimes, you know, we're just stubborn in our ways and it makes things go longer. So that is what a timeline is. Hopefully that makes some sense. And now we're going to go into five messages about what your timeline looks like. Message number one. First, to even understand this episode, we have to feel into what path you are on. So I want you in this moment, and I feel like so many of you are going to like change your lives in like this one moment. It really is truly a sacred moment. And I want you to close your eyes and feel into your heart, into if you weren't afraid, if anything was possible, if you were not thinking logically about like who's in your life and what's in your bank account and like, you know, where the world is, like if none of that exists, if you were truly your child self that like believed anything that can happen, what path would you want to be on? Like, where would you want to land, right? Because One of the issues that's been happening with your path, your timeline, is that you have been trying to make this path based off your adult, responsible, logical ways. And in order to walk that path, there's so much negotiating going on that you just like kind of end up in a constant confusion and you don't really get anywhere. It's a little bit more of like a hamster wheel rather than a shifting and a moving forward. And it's because it's just like coming from like the most raw, like true place. And your destiny is to actually create something that is like very true to who you are and to your soul. Like in a weird way, like that is the path that you're really on. So you're on this path of like, what is true for me? What's in my highest and greatest good? But then sometimes you start to walk that path by thinking about your adult, like responsible, kind of logical, ego, success, like driven ways. And that is actually like not in alignment with the bigger picture path, if that makes sense. So it's almost like the way you're going about it sometimes like causes this constant like hamster wheel situation. So I want you to think about your inner child. You can do the inner child meditation and clarity app if you're struggling with this, and you can come back to this episode, but I want you to dream a little bit and go back into, I see like very much like the color orange, which is the color of the sacral. And this is our passion, like what lights us up, what our desires truly are. Coming from that place, like not what we think is gonna like make us happy because we're successful and like there's this money in our bank account. It's truly like what, you know, what is the dream? Like truly what is a dream? Bring that forward. And first and foremost, we have to lock into that path. Like that's what's gonna make this, and maybe some of you already know what that is, you know? But that's what's gonna make this episode make sense. Message number two. The reason the path is like not working the way that you want, or the timeline is not moving at the speed that you want, is that it does feel to me very clunky right now. And I'm hoping that this session, you know, our time together at the end of the day clears this up and makes it less clunky. But as I see you right now, very clunky. And it's like very based off believing in yourself. Like it's almost like you need confidence or something. And the thing about needing confidence, and coming from like this place of like needing to believe that it's possible for me or that I'm worthy of it or blah, 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 you're making it very complicated. So it's about simplifying your thoughts around this thing moving along and this thing happening. What do I mean? I want you to think about something that is a no-brainer for you that you're like, of course this happens, right? Like, for example, you know, think about like, somebody who maybe like lives oceanfront, like they're not thinking, oh, am I ever going to be able to like see the ocean or get up? Like, it's like, no, of course, like I live on the ocean. Like I wake up and that's it. It's like these things that are like very obvious. So the way that it, believe it or not, every morning that person is manifesting the ocean. But the reason the ocean keeps showing up is because like the way they think about it is very simple. Like there's not all these hurdles to get to that manifestation. Like I don't have to like convince myself or complicate how I actually get there. And what's funny is that like what you want, these complications that you kind of make in your head, because the complications come from this place of like controlling how it happens and accidentally making all these speed bumps like through your way of controlling because you're thinking about it very logically and you're almost like thinking, well, I need to know how this is going to work out, right? Like I need to know exactly like what steps are going to happen in order for this to come about. And the more you think about it, the more these like little like chess players come in and complicate your road. It's almost like every time you try to think about how it's going to happen, all these speed bumps come and it makes it like further. It like kind of really moves the goalpost for you. So instead we want it to be like, I want to have a simple mind here. Like I don't want to try to figure out how it's going to happen. Like I allow the universe to arrange itself, which is very much a child mind. Like that is, you know, the inner child was just coming to me in such a big way here. It's like having that simplistic child mind where like I am not so identifying with my intellect and being so smart and being so strategic and da da da. Like it's, what is that book? The Tao of Pooh? It's really about coming back to that simplistic mind where like this is simple the way it happens. I don't overcomplicate. And you have done that in your life. There's a lot of things that are in your life right now. Maybe your husband, you know, maybe your job that like you don't like second guess that. It's very simple. Like, you know, knowing that I have a husband is like a very simple idea for me, or knowing that, you know, that my kid is going to go to some school next year is like a very simple idea. Like I'm not complicating how that happens because it's a no-brainer for me. It's right there. But then of course, the things that I do not have, I accidentally will complicate. And that's what creates the path to be very clunky and full of a bunch of speed bumps. And that's what doesn't allow us to get there. So I want you to think simplistic mind, child mind. I don't need to feel smart in this moment and feel like I know exactly how everything is going to happen. I actually want to have like that naive little kid way of thinking, or that naive 20-something year old way of thinking that everything's going to work out and find its way. Like that is what speeds up this path first and foremost. Message number three, one of the speed bumps or like the clunkiness is definitely coming from like when you see your path and when you're looking at this timeline, you're definitely thinking of other people. Like it almost seems like there's other people on this timeline and that they're kind of like part of your equation. Like you're thinking that you have to factor them into this equation in order to get to like where you want to go, or to like shift your timeline into a faster way of being the butterfly. And these people like keep coming up. It makes me feel like your brain all of a sudden is like, ugh. But like this and this, like there's a lot of, and listen, I think a lot of it comes from like a loving place, right? Like, or even it could be coming from a place of like, one part of my path is like having a partner and there is no partner. So I have to like think about the partner, or I want to move to this other country, but I have two kids and I share them with my ex-husband and the kids are only, you know, 8 and 10. So how can that like ever happen? So you're kind of like factoring in what you want and like kind of your butterfly stage with these people. And that is a very normal human thing to do, of course, but it's not happening. But it's not helping. So you have to think that your intention and your intent is so much greater than even like how they are on your path, if that makes sense. Like we tend to think of these other people and think like we need to change them or fix them or like rearrange the schedule or whatever. And it's really like not about the other person. And it's about like locking in to your own intention and your own like, this is like what I'm focusing on. Like, this is what I'm really trying to call into my life. Like, this is the life I'm like really trying to envision and live. And then what's funny is like a little spider, you attract them onto your web and then they move at your pace. Like you bring them towards you. Of course, when we get like very like strong in our intent, sometimes people leave. And I think that that's why we're so afraid of getting strong in our intent, because we're like, oh, but I'm going to lose this friendship. Or what if I lose this relationship? But you know what? The people that are meant to be with you and that are brave enough, like they will meet you at their level, at your level, they will catch up and they will land on your little web. So you really have to kind of not think so much about them. And I know that's kind of, I'm asking you to be selfish. I'm asking you to probably be what you might call narcissistic, like all the things, but it's really about putting some energy and some boosters behind your path so that it moves forward. And believe it or not, I almost feel like these people that are on your path, they're confused. So it's so funny how we're like trying to factor them in when they don't like truly, truly know like what they want, or even they're not even putting out the intention that what they want is like the highest and greatest good. It's kind of like when you accidentally like let your children like make the choices, you know, like let's say when we were moving from Miami to here, I wanted to let my children feel like they are being heard and we had the conversation as a family and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, like I know what is in their highest and greatest good. I trust that their souls chose me. And right now, as they are this young, like I'm still going to make the decisions that I feel that are best for them, that are typically also best for me. I'm not like necessarily like, you know, sitting and like putting all this pressure and like letting my children, you know, choose the way we do life, right? I want to hear them and I'm open to like what they're thinking. But at the end of the day, I am the queen of this family. And together with my husband, we make the decisions together, right? So there's something about like these people, they look like they themselves are in a little bit of a confused stage, or like they're in a growing stage and they're not as aware of you. So if you keep like trying to slow down and like wait for them to take the lead or to just kind of go along on their path, when you realize that like you're trying to set the intention of like what is in the highest and greatest good, it's okay to move them along. This even feels relevant for people who have clients. Like my sense is that you're probably like, you know, letting your clients make the decision and maybe like afraid to like help them work with you or buy from you or something, because like you don't want to be pushy, but there's confusion on their end. And like when your intent is very strong, and maybe part of that is going to magnetize them to you more, and maybe they're part of like this timeline that you're on, it's okay to just double down on what you believe in and to double down what you're envisioning and support people that are actually confused and bring them to the other side. I know that sounds really bad, but whatever, you know, we're among friends and family and love here. All right. Message number 4, timing. So if you choose that path of joy and desire and passion, which we talked about in message number 1, I do see you being there in a year and a half. I see you being, so to me, so that would be, what are we, 2026, 27, beginning of 2028, like almost like starting 2028. But what's funny is that there is so much fear and scarcity thinking right now that 2028 looks like kind of bleak, right? Like for the whole world. And you're so sensitive. I know that you're like picking up on that. So it's really hard for you to believe that like there's like this, you know, good path right now. But what's so funny is that you want to think that you are the kind of like the top of like the soup. You know, when you drink soup, like you want to just kind of scrape the top, or you want to think about like a bank account that has investments. Like you just want to kind of like take off the top and like let the rest multiply. So you're that top, you're like that 1% of person that is aware and awakened right now. And when the world gets a, like even like more nuttier in 2027, like you are definitely going to be this light for a lot of people, and you help bring people out of confusion. But like, it's like you need to like not be confused first. And that is what's happening here. So you have to dial in to that path of joy and really, really, like really be mindful of anything that you're absorbing that is fearful, that is like scarcity driven. Like media is like not a safe place right now because there are so many bad intentions. There's a lot of manipulation going on. You know that saying, oh my God, why am I forgetting the name of this famous investor who's very old? You guys know what I'm saying, what I'm thinking. And he always says, like, you buy stocks. I'm thinking about he eats like McDonald's every day. Why am I, I'm just having my perimenopause brain. But anyways, you know, when he always says, like, you know, you buy your stocks and your investments when people are scared, like you scoop it up so that like people are scared, they are unloading things, like they're, you know, they think the you know, the world is going to fall. And like, that's when you buy. And then that's how you become rich, right? Like, it's like, oh, somebody's, you know, scared of this property because it just flooded here. And it's like, yep, somebody can come and scoop up that property during that time and get that property for half of what it's really worth, right? Because that person is more faithful and has like is in it for the long term and the long game and sees all that. So there's a lot of wealth that's going to be shifting hands. And it is in like the best interest of these like dark forces to get people to be scared so that they start like kind of handing off that wealth, if that makes sense, so that they can scoop up. Okay, so I know we're like going somewhere that like sounds kind of weird, but that is why you feel that. So you have to be very mindful of like where your energy and your mind is, what you're absorbing, what you're bringing in. And if you're good at that, you're going to stay on the path of joy and creativity and optimism. And that wave will take you to butterfly at a year and a half with like total like reaping the benefits at 2 years. And I know that might not sound close enough to, you know, what you want, but it's like there for you. That does not mean that there's like nothing happening in the meantime. There is a lot happening on this timeline. There's a lot of like meeting your people. You're going to be gathering over this next like year and a half, your people, your community, people who are like you, like this solid crowd and loved ones and friends. There's a huge cleaning out of just people that do not fit anymore. And if you haven't noticed that, like do not spend 1 minute in relationships like that do not work, but you're cleaning out a lot and you're bringing in this community and you're bringing in like an army that basically leads to that 1.5, 2 years. So there's a lot of people. And I think that it's so funny. We think that like what we're looking forward to is the butterfly, but truly what we're looking forward to is like being around our people. And that is happening today, tomorrow, like all throughout the year and a half. Message number 5, I wanted to know like, where are you headed? And in a nutshell, you are headed to a place where you are going to be very needed. You are going to be like this lighthouse, this kind of like light at the end of the tunnel, a bit of a sage, like wise person. You're going to be like looked up to is what it felt like to me. You're going to be very much in demand. I know this could be like some people are probably like, no, I'm trying to become like less in demand or whatever. But I don't mean like needed in like a Cinderella type way. This is more just like your frequency is what is needed during this time. And you inspired so many people. There's not a lot of people like you in the next year and a half, which is so funny because I think like, you know, I work with some people that like love to try to pick my psychic brain to see like, what's the next industry? Like what, you know, where's the next money? Like what is, you know, like if I could predict that before podcasts came out that like you should do a podcast because that's going to be the next thing or whatever, like people try to bring that to me a lot. And what's funny is that what is the next industry is this, is people that are in high frequencies. And that can be anywhere from like, you know, a mother or, you know, to a business owner, there's a full range. But this high, like if you can take this high road and this high frequency, like there's, you have no idea like how much that is like really going to be needed in about a year and a half to two. So that's where you're headed. I know we usually do 5 messages. I have 1 more, 6. What do you do during this time? And one of the things that was coming up is follow the kids. Specifically Gen Alpha, which I think Gen Alpha is like 2 to maybe 14 years old right now. I'm not sure, but them and also Gen Z, which I'm going to talk about. But so this means like you're going to be birthing kids. Like some of you are going to be birthing children. I want you to like, they have the new energy. They have the high frequency, like the Gen Alpha kids, it's baked into them, like truly, truly, truly. And they are the perfect match for the millennials. Like they are a team and I have goosebumps all over my body. So you want to follow them. That does not mean that like I'm telling you, you can't launch that business that you need to stay home with your kids. Like you're too like seeing this at a low level and at a low density. Bring it up, guys. This is about following their creativity. I want you to pay attention to what they're watching, what they're doing, what they're seeing, like what they're going after, like truly like letting them lead. What are they inspiring you to heal? How are their brains thinking? Like what are they asking you about school? Like let them lead because they truly keep you on that frequency and that vibration. Gen Z is going to have this huge comeback over the next 2 years. I know that there's been this, like all this talk about like Gen Z being this lost generation because, you know, we got them super sick with social media and all that stuff. But Gen Z is the medicine to like all the things that we fear with AI. Gen Z is raging against the machine in such a way that you're just wait until like they are truly in the workforce and like and you know, I know that there's like no real workforce for them, but like that's part of it. But they truly are gonna set this like standard of how we connect. And the thing is because like they don't really know how, so they're learning it and they're like truly raging against, I wrote down like raging against the machine. So I'm guessing that is like AI, technology, all that kind of stuff. A lot of the fearful things you hear about AI are truly coming from people in their late 40s and 50s, and they're just not going to be as important in the next few years. And listen, I'm 43. So it's just that they're just not going to influence as much. And that's, you know, they're holding on for dear life. And we're like these two generations, specifically Gen Alpha, because it looks like Gen Alpha is like the balance to millennial, but then Gen Z, it has a little bit more anger and they're a little bit more like rock and roll basically. But they like, they're just watch them they might be a little bit more angrier. So like that vibe might not be the best for you, but like this, staying with the child, the inner child, your own children, the children you're going to birth, like that's a lot of what's going to guide you over this next year and a half. Okay, guys, longer episode than I thought, but hope that was supportive. Sending you a ton of love on your timelines. If you have additional questions about this, join us on Clarity app. We have a monthly group reading and I'm happy to answer some more specific questions for you. Also, if you're in Clarity app, remember that you get 50% off Soul Reading Method, which we are enrolling people in right now. I'd love to have you if you're looking to be more connected to your soul and into your intuition. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on all the things, DM me on Instagram. And yeah, can't wait to see you guys. Sending you a lot of love. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.